How's your Monday, good?
6 months ago, recreational pot sales caught fire in Colorado. Business has boomed, but so have concerns about safety. A 19-year-old fell to his death from a balcony after eating a cannabis cookie. And this man is behind bars, accused of shooting and killing his wife while reportedly high on pot and other drugs.
He told me that, he doesn't remember anything.
It's not clear what caused either of these incidents, but a common link, marijuana edibles.
The edibles do have a different effect on people.
With edibles, it takes longer to feel the effects of THC, marijuana's mind-altering ingredient, which can lead to people eating too much too soon. The side effects can be serious, including delirium and psychosis.
Yeah. Everybody loves their chocolate.
And when it comes to tasty treats like candy or cookies, looks can be deceiving.
Here's your regular candy bar, and here's one of those marijuana-infused candy bars. You can see outside the package, they look practically the same. They smell almost the same. A lot of folks might eat one candy bar in one sitting, but that's where people are getting into trouble because this candy bar actually contains 5 doses of edible marijuana.
Would the average person know what one dose looks like? We put it to the test using a smaller but even more potent candy bar containing 100 milligrams of THC, what's considered 10 doses of marijuana.
How many servings do you think is in this?
I would have no idea. I know nothing about it.
I would say probably two. Would it be 2 servings?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. So you think this is one serving?
Yes.
My guess is it's probably pretty potent. Maybe 4.
Well, you're right. It is pretty potent. There are 10 doses of marijuana in this small bar.
Wow. That's a lot.
So this is actually 10 doses of marijuana?
Oh, my. That's terrible.
Yeah, I just think it takes a level of education to the consumers so that people are using them responsibly.
Adults aren't the only ones ending up in trouble. The Children's Hospital Colorado reports a surge of kids admitted after consuming edible pot. They've treated at least 9 children since January, 6 who were critically ill.
There's basically 3 doses in them.
State regulators are now looking into stricter requirements, including better labeling and no more than 1 dose per package. Until then, industry insiders urge edible enthusiasts to consume with caution.